Proclamation number 6844, dated the June 3rd, 1957. The right physician and the right medicine. Time and again you humans will receive what helps your soul's recovery, but it will only ever be offered to you. You will not be forced to accept it. And therefore many souls will remain ill and weak because they ignore what I constantly offer them in my love, my word, which is the best medicine for the critically ill soul. Your soul is already ailing when it begins its earthly life and shall take the path across earth in order to achieve complete recovery. But it can also leave earth again in the same state of weakness. In that case, however, it will still have to struggle for an infinitely long time until it achieves what it could easily have achieved on earth. Complete well-being, a state immersed in light and abundant strength, which makes it indescribably happy. I myself lived on earth as a human being in order to give you an example as to how to live a correct way of life on earth. I knew all the weaknesses and shortcomings of a human being and have shown you how you can reach your goal despite your weakness and imperfection. I instructed you, hence I spoke to you myself. I offered you on earth the medicine by which you can be healed. Admittedly, I returned again into my kingdom, but time after time my word is made accessible to you, for I myself speak through the mouth of my servants, my disciples, who speak on my instructions. I myself descend to you humans in my word. I am present with you in my word, because I took pity on you when I saw your ailing and weak souls, because I know that you need a physician who can heal you because he knows your condition and keeps the right medicine ready. Yet only rarely do you turn to this physician and thus remain in your weakness and cannot recover. And even if I speak to you, you don't listen, and the short time of your life on earth is passing by without having made any spiritual progress. And so I have to speak louder. As a conscientious physician, I must also undertake painful interventions in order to save your souls from certain death. Remember this when you experience things which appear cruel to you, which you are unable to reconcile with the love of a God. Remember that I do not force you to listen to me, but if you refuse, I will speak to you such that you will have to hear me. Remember that even the most painful intervention is only based on my love for you. But if you give me the opportunity to speak to you just once by thinking about the One, the Almighty, who controls everyone's fate, then great danger will already have been averted from you. Then you will have entrusted yourselves to the physician and helper to some extent. And then he can also administer the right medicine by speaking to you and giving you instructions which, if you follow them, will surely save you from death. I only want that you spend thoughts on me, for only then will I be able to gain access to you, because then you will voluntarily open the door of your heart to me, through which I can enter and give you what you urgently need. And because I don't use any coercion, I use other means which can direct your thoughts to me. All distressing events, all kinds of misfortunes, and even natural disasters are such means used for my living creations, who hardly ever think of me in their actual task during their earthly life. I pity them, for their ailing souls will still have much sorrow to bear if they do not strive for recovery while they are still living on earth. For I am a God of love who wants to see all his living creations be happy, but who also always respects his creature's free will and thus leaves the shaping of its future fate to the soul itself. Amen.